Yeah, my name's Alex Zhao. I'm the owner of Tea's Chinese Restaurant and Baz Valley Farms.
Alex Zhao is a busy, busy man. Not only is he the head chef at the family's Chinese restaurant at Sheffield in northern Tasmania, he's also in charge of the family farm down the road that supplies all the meat that's used here. Hello, I'm Margot Kelly. This is a paddock to plate restaurant tale with a Chinese twist. What's your role in the restaurant?
I'm a chef in the restaurant. It's hard work. Yeah, very late nights and...
Full-time?
Full-time, yep.
So you're a full-time chef?
Yeah.
And a farmer?
Yep, that's right. Full-time chef, and I see myself, a part-time farmer, but it seems full-time both ways to me. Yeah, it's a lot of hard work.
You must love both of those things to not be able to give up one or the other.
Yeah, I love the farm very much. There was one stage where parents wanted to sell it, but I didn't want to. The farm and the restaurant complement each other. Without the farm, we wouldn't have the restaurant. We wouldn't have paddock to plate for the restaurant. Yeah.
The Zhao family arrived in Australia from the Xinjiang province in China back in the 1980s. Alex studied agriculture at university in Sydney. His cooking skills he got from his dad.
Our plate is very unique. We don't get it anywhere else. We make all our sauces from scratch.
This paddock to plate Chinese restaurant is such a hit with locals and visitors that the family's had to expand the restaurant into larger premises.
Yeah, this is the kitchen, that's the scullery. So we've got 8 woks, whereas in the old restaurant we only had 3 woks, so another person would be fighting over a wok and or jumping over someone to get to another thing. And yeah, my wife is a cook here as well, and my father, he doesn't want to retire, because he built the business too, and he does not want to retire. So he hangs around and does what he wants, and no complaints.
So you put a couple of extra woks in for him?
Yeah, there's some in the back there, you can stay in the back. It gets pretty hectic in here.
Alex Zhao has had to increase production down at the farm to keep up with demand at the restaurant.
Yeah, we're pretty self-sufficient. We have our own Angus low-lying cattle. We cross them with Wagyus at the moment, and also Berkshire pork, Berkshire pigs, and Dorper lamb. They all are born and raised on our farm, and at the end of the day, when they're ready, they come into the restaurant. Yeah.
Chinese tourists are particularly keen to taste the locally produced pork.
We tell them, we try to market our stuff that, our pigs are free range and, raised humanely. And the Asian tourists will have more interest in it, so they select it on the menu. And, so every second Asian tourist that come in order pork. They're sort of amazed because they come into the restaurant, they walk through the front and sit down, and they just expect us to be any other Chinese restaurant that they go to. But as soon as they open up the menu and see that our stuff are born and raised on our own farm, and they're able to select it on the menu, and they're amazed.
What's it like for you raising these animals as a farmer and then plating them up as the chef?
I raise these animals, from the ewe, and then the ewe gets pregnant. She has a lamb, and it's a life cycle there that I see a beauty in. And then when the lamb's ready for market, I'm sort of sad to see it go, but it has to go because we need to make money out of it. It's not all about money, but when I take the lambs to the abattoir, I'm happy that they're going there because I know that they've been raised correctly and humanely, and I've treated them well. They've had the best tucker. So I'm happy that they're going there. And when they're all processed and I pick them up from my butcher, I'm happy with the end product, because not many people can see an end product from their own animals. And I'm very happy that I can see the end product and then cook it and plate it up, and it tastes delicious. Tastes amazing. Yeah, so, yeah, I love it, yeah.